We didn't slow down until we reached a deep ravine at the base of that big cap rock north of headquarters. There we took cover and caught our breath. After a short rest, I turned to the fox. Frankie, I'm not much inclined to jump to hasty conclusions, but I have a feeling that we might have worn out our welcome at the ranch. His brows lifted.
Yes, I think it would be safe to say that.
In which case, it might follow from simple logic that I have just, so to speak, taken early retirement from my position as head of ranch security.
Yes, that might follow. Sure might.
In which case, I began pacing back and forth in front of him. In which case, as unfair and unjust as that might be, it also follows from simple logic that I am unemployed, you might say. Or, to put it another way, cast out of my job and home.
Yes.
I stopped pacing. Shall I go straight to the point, Frankie?
Well, son, since I don't know what the point is, I can't help you much there.
All right, okay, fine. I'll go straight to the point. I'm out of a job, Frankie. I'm in a bind. What are the chances that I could throw in with you and become a traveling musician? I have a heck of a fine voice. That is, people tell me that all the time. And I play a little banjo. He looked at me with narrowed eyes.
Can you read any music?
No.
Have you ever had lessons?
Well, not exactly lessons, but let me hasten to say... He raised his paw and smiled.
Son, it sounds to me like you'd fit right into my deal. And in a word, yes, I'd be glad to have you.
For a moment there, I couldn't believe my ears. Really? You mean that? Holy smokes, what a piece of luck! I can see it now. Our names up in lights. Women coming from all around to hear the famous Frankie and Hanky Chicken House Band. It's a dream come true, Frankie. This could turn out to be one of the best days of... At that moment, Drover interrupted me and called me aside for a private conference.
Hank, who is that guy? And how come we ran away from the ranch? And what are we doing here?
Oh, yes. I almost forgot. I briefed him on the events that had led up to our sudden departure from the ranch. So as you can see, Drover, Frankie was merely entertaining our chickens, and I was merely returning the egg to its proper nesting place. Everything would have turned out fine if the stupid chickens had kept their traps shut. Drover glanced at me, then at Frankie.
But Hank, he's the fox. He was eating eggs. That's what we were guarding against.
I've already explained that, Drover. The eggs were a gift from the chickens.
But you were eating eggs, too. I know, because you've got egg all over your mouth.
I swept a paw over my mouth and turned away. That's your interpretation of what you think you see on my mouth, Drover. And I'd caution you about leaping to conclusions.
You were eating eggs and that fox was eating eggs and, oh my gosh, what am I doing here with two egg robbers?
He started crying. I waited until the tears had stopped dripping off his chin. Drover, there's a downside and an upside to all of life's experiences. The downside here is that, yes, we have been ruined, our reputations are destroyed, we've lost our ranch, and we have now joined the criminal element of society.
Oh!
On the upside, we've got an opportunity to join Frankie's band and become traveling musicians.
Musicians? I can't even carry a tune.
Yes, I'm aware of that, Drover, but we mustn't let a mere lack of talent stand in our way. Perhaps we can start you out on washtub bass.
I don't want to play washtub bass. I don't want to be a traveling musician. I want to go home.
You're being hysterical.
I'm being honest.
All right, you're being hysterically honest, but that's nothing to get hysterical about.
Hank, I want to go home.
I glared at the runt. How could you possibly choose to go back to the ranch? What does it have that you couldn't find in greater abundance out here in the wild, as a free dog and a traveling musician?
Food. I'm starting to wonder where my next meal's gonna come from.
Next meal? Drover, how can you... That was an interesting point, come to think of it. Where we would find our next meal now that we'd been dispossessed and turned out into the world. Drover, I'm sure... What do you think of that, Frankie? I mean, just for the sake of argument. And by the way, Frankie, this is Drover. Drover, meet Frankie the Fox. Frankie smiled and tuned on his fiddle.
Boys, let me tell you something. Old Frankie has been a living off the land for a long time, and it ain't failed him yet.
He arched his brows.
There's several chicken houses in this valley. I know because I've played in all of them at one time or another, and they do provide.
There's your answer, Drover. You've got nothing to worry about. He placed a paw over his eyes.
Except maybe getting shot for stealing eggs, and I don't even like raw eggs.
Drover, every line of work has its little... I turned back to the fox. Any chance we might, get shot or something like that?
Oh, sure. It goes with the territory. I've been a dodging buckshot all my life, and I'll admit there's a couple of BBs in my hind end that I didn't get out of the way of quick enough. But, son, being a musician ain't an easy life.
I see, yes. Well, if there's any way we could cut down on the shooting aspect... Some of us enjoy that brand of adventure more than others, shall we say, and while I've always toyed with the idea of becoming a traveling musician, I've never toyed with the idea of becoming shot. Drover let out a wail.
Oh, I don't want to get shot. I want to be a good dog and go home to my good old gunny sack bed.
Son, your belly will answer a lot of them philosophical questions for you, and it won't take long. Now, I'm going to move along down the creek. I know a nice little chicken house down there, and I ain't played it for a while. Y'all can do as you wish.
That's good enough for me. Come on, Drover. Here's your chance to quit a lousy ranch job and strike out on a new adventure. Frankie and I headed east in a trot, but Drover didn't move. I stopped and yelled back at him. Well, what are you waiting for? Come on!
I just can't do it, Hank!
Fine. Go on back to the ranch, be a chicken liver, and see if anybody cares. While you're sleeping your life away under the gas tanks, I'll be out in the wide and wonderful world, making music, charming the women, signing autographs, and feasting on the applause of the multitudes. He started slinking back towards the ranch.
Yeah, I know I'll be missing out on all the adventure.
You certainly will, but you're old enough to make your own decisions now, and the fact that you've just made one of the dumbest decisions in history isn't important.
Thanks, Hank. Bye. I'll miss you.
Yes, and I'll... Goodbye, Drover, you little dunce. I hope... Goodbye. And with that... I turned my back on Drover and the ranch I had loved and worked for so many years and went plunging into a new career as an outlaw and musician. It was late in the afternoon when Frankie and I reached the spot just below Slim's cowboy shack where Wolf Creek and Cottonwood Creek come together. We stopped there for a little rest. This was all familiar country to me. I'd explored it several times before, while on my way to pay visits to the one love of my life, the world's most gorgeous collie dog, the lovely Miss... I hadn't bothered to ask Frankie the Fox exactly where we were going, and I seem to recall that there was a chicken house on Beulah's... I wandered over to where Frankie was sitting, under a high bluff where he was fiddling around with his fiddle. Say, Frankie... Where'd you say that chicken house was? He pointed his bow to the east and gave me a wink.
Next ranch down the creek. All we have to do is wait for a darkness to fall.
He You know, it had been quite a spell since I'd seen that woman. She'd been on my mind just about every day and night, but shucks, I'd been so tied down with investigations and murders and monster reports. I moved a little closer to the fox. Frankie, your fiddle music seems to work miracles on lady chickens. You ever notice that it's had a special effect on, well, just to pull an example out of the hat, on lady dogs? He grinned.
It's a funny thing about this old fiddle. The ladies do kind of like it.
He winked. Yes, that's what I... That's very interesting. I paced back and forth in front of him. Frankie, there's this collie gal who stays on the very ranch we're going to, and I've been trying to strike sparks with her for a long time, don't you see? And, Frankie, I've got a small favor to ask you.
Oh?
I want you to listen to this song.